Well, first you've come into this, like, what you see, like, a council. It looks like you just have, like, well, quite literally you have a legislation council, or well even the like the house party is on there, and then they just all jump from there and start connecting ass to mouth.
Welcome to the Spin Dash Retro Gaming Podcast. Prepare yourself for the joy of classic gaming, fired straight into your delicate little earholes. Fire away.
How you gents doing?
Good.
Hey, Ben.
Good.
Have you guys actually been sleeping? Because I haven't.
Oh, man.
TOTTK. TOTTK.
I can't believe we were recording, because when I did Breath of the Wild, I don't know, 2019, I was about a year late. I think it came out in like 17 or 18, and I didn't play it till like 18, 19. I ignored all our recordings. Like, there was a stretch I didn't play half the games you guys wanted to play. So I'm impressed that we're here. Nice job.
I am too. I didn't, like, when you been joking about how, like, all this game's literally gonna be our lives, or like only thing we were gonna want to do, it's a true statement. It's like, right now I'm mad at myself. I'm like, oh, can we make this quick, because I have about 4 shrines that I have mapped out to knock out.
How many hours have you put into this bad boy? Have you seen, looked at your playtime?
I haven't even dared look at it. I'm guessing probably same around you.
25 is what came up on mine. It just came out, what, on Friday last week?
Yep. No, the Friday before.
25. John, you with us?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
But you have more shrines underneath your belt, because I think I've been playing the game in the sense of how it was. Like, I've been actually going through the story a little bit. So I already got 2 of 4 or 5 temples done. So I did the wind shrine, wind temple, and I did the water temple. Water temple's a cunt, by the way.
That's classic Zelda. That's
always
are. I enjoyed the internet's reaction to this. It's like peak internet, in that everyone's like, oh, it's $70 DLC for Breath of the Wild. And then the game came out and everyone was like, holy shit. My feed has been nothing but Tears of the Kingdom for a week now. Like, nothing.
I've been sending John TikToks even of just stuff I find. Just because, like, my favorite one so far is what people have been doing to the Kuroks. Just the abuse that they've been sending them to. Like, my very one so far is where someone built a structure over a chasm and put the thing on a cross and then lit the whole thing on fire.
Send you back to hell.
oh my god. That's the other thing I've been doing is been doing the croaks, getting croak seeds, because God, do you need inventory space in this thing?
Just breaking weapons, man. Breaking weapons.
They break. I feel like they break a lot quicker than they did.
Yeah.
Because of corrosion, I guess, whatnot. So
all the weapons are shit. You have to, like, I do like attaching rocks onto things, though, and just going and just slugging the crap out of robots with rocks.
I like just doing like LV was, I was in a shrine the other day, and it's like, just use what you have to kill the enemies. And I was like, I have a rock and I have the ability to levitate that rock. So I had I had a sword. I had all the stuff they gave me. Like I'm going to crush all these fuckers to death with a rock falling off.
Oh my God.
I've been trying to make some intricate ones. I want to try to make the death laser beam, the sky laser beam that I've been seeing people make.
Are you going to make the penis man? Can you assemble the giant penis man that's made his way all over the internet?
What did I saw? I saw someone took it took logs and just giant boulders and put rockets onto them. So shooting big, pretty much dicks. Yes, it didn't even take, let's see, how far are we into it? And I'm already talking about dicks. 4 minutes. 4 minutes.
Classic episode.
And I saw someone just put rockets like and just shoot them at the the big one-eyed monster there.
Hinox. Oh, the Hinox.
Hinox.
Yep.
And just shoot it, and you just see it just get like they had like five of them to set up and just destroy the Hinox. I'm like, oh my god, this has set up just so much just fun and just memes. Just I literally just scroll, be it on TikTok, on Facebook, be it on even Twitter, just seeing all what people have done.
I just in my mind, the back of my mind is just this like image of this like happy-go-lucky Japanese developer. And he's just like, I'm going to make this charming game so that everyone can relive their childhood with blocks. They can all, you know, they can play and they're friendly, happy. And it's the childhood whimsy. And then the internet happens and it's just dicks everywhere. Just fucking penis rockets, penis men, crucifixes, sacrificing Koroks. Just fucking degeneracy. I love it.
It's been helping me get through my last two weeks worth of work. Like this month, I'm just done. Like if this game, this has just been, and not even playing the game, just like literally seeing what people have done, it has been just helping me get through these last 2 weeks. This has been just hard, just a hard 2 weeks. So, but by the way, if anyone didn't know, I think unless anyone else could say, we all had only one probably pickup, and that is the. Oh, you had something else?
Oh, I had some pickups. Pickups.
Well, I have one pickup. I had the new Zelda game that just came out, Tears of Kingdom. Matt, you had some?
Oh, yeah. So, John, do you have any pickups other than Tears of the Kingdom?
No.
No? No? All right. You look sad, John. You look very sad tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't played it that much, so...
I saw you on last night for a little bit.
Yeah.
You got a little bit in?
Yep.
Just like, I wish these guys would shut the fuck up about this game. Just shut the fuck up about it. Yeah, I picked up Turo. It's been a while. Like, we haven't recorded in a while. So I got, right? It's been a while, right?
3 weeks.
3 weeks. We're not too bad.
I guess that's not bad for us. We're doing all right. So I got an audio expansion board for my NES and I got soldered in. That was a real fucking pain in the dick.
So explain, what does that do again?
So the NES is basically, so like the Famicom had the ability to run expansion chips so they could like in the cartridge have a chip to add more sound, like more channels of sound in the game, but the NES doesn't have it. So if you want to restore the ability to run those chips, like if you have a Famicom adapter, if you're using an EverDrive, what you typically do is you run, it's like a resistor. I can't remember the value of the resistor between two points and it restores it. Well, a guy named Voltar on the internet, I've talked about him a lot. He's my guru on soldering, but he had a board that he designed and it's really designed to be used with that NES RGB mod. But there is a way you can kind of solder this thing in, not how it's really designed to be soldered. And then if you ever want to upgrade to an NES RGB, the board's already there ready to go and it's easy to go. So I made half my own problems and then I'm trying to use a board in a way it's not really designed to be used. But yeah, it was a real pain in the dick. I finally got it soldered in. So now if I have any Famicom games that use that chip, I can get that extra sound.
Castlevania. You have an adapter already?
Yeah, I have an adapter. I want an EverDrive. Like that's probably gonna be my next big purchase. Is like my pickups will dry up, and I'm gonna get an NES EverDrive.
Nice.
So,
I was able to complete my first upgrade. I guess you could say my first fix or modification for a Game Boy Color.
Yeah.
So I installed a new speaker system into it, as well as a new screen, pretty much a backlit screen with also the screen had the ability to not only have backlit and change the pretty much levels of light, but also change the colors background. So install that. It's pretty easy. Ultimately, it's just, you're trying to, actually the hardest thing was, doing re-soldering this, damn speaker in. enjoying that speaker.
That'll pain in the dick to get that speaker set up in there.
Yeah, it just the solder points there. I mean, granted, I don't have all the tools that are probably necessary, like holding wires where they need to. So I'm trying to put wires where they need to, solder, place a point, and hold the point there.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, I have a pretty small point solder in, but I would definitely want a wireless solder. Like one that either USB charges or something like that. Because having the cord on the end of it, God, that makes things difficult.
That's how mine is. I sit there and I fight with a cord half the time. I'm waiting for me to burn myself fighting a cable. It's only a matter of time.
Burn down my friggin' desk or something. One of the witch.
Lit that fucker on fire.
Yep. So, but yeah, Tears of Kingdom, I think, has been all our lives for recently when we have time, if we have time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I'm glad we picked the game that we picked to play, you picked to play, because I think otherwise we'd been kind of fucked. Not going to lie.
Yeah. And I'm also stoked for the next game, too.
Yeah. If we can pry ourselves away is the problem. Like that actually is going to require some work, and I put no time into it.
The only thing I'm scared for John's game is the music part. That's where I'm scared of.
Yeah, John's got us in the music department. That's really the challenge there.
John's going to have a freaking full-on Beethoven orchestrated sound going on. I'm going to have boop, 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 boop. Something really stupid.
I think Matt's been playing more music than me as of late.
Until Tears of the Kingdom, maybe. And then that's it's really ruining my life, actually.
Well, so hint, there's all with John's game. Also, there's also a Windows like full on like DJ thing.
Wait, like, what game is John's game?
Oh, Matt's and Mario Paint.
Matt's, yeah.
Get me confused. So
I'm confused on the games. I don't know where I am.
You're drunk, Nick. Go home.
I wish. That'll be me this weekend. Nice. I'm so looking forward to not having any kids around.
You're selling
just
them.
Me. Oh God, I'm ready to, especially my son.
That's a father move. That's a typical father move, in that you and your son are gonna butt heads. It's just fucking life.
Oh, he says like, Dad, you got a big belly. I'm like, thanks. Thank you very much. Thank you for there. Daddy, can I rub your big belly? Dad, can I rub your big belly? I'm like, you son. And he'll say it right in front of people, too. I'm like, you little shit.
He thinks you're Buddha. He's trying to get good luck.
The Buddha of nachos.
I got to stop. I got to stop eating. I just like food too much. I got to get back to working now. There's a lot of things I need to do, but. Oh, work is well. Work so busy with everything. Just gotta regain my life back. So
the most depressing podcast. It's just
he's addicted to a video game too. Gonna get my life back. I just want to play a little more.
John, I'm sorry. No one knows this, but John also just did like a neck scratch and like.
I can't get high up like Chappelle used to. It's like, yo, got any
huge crap? Yeah.
Got any co rocks? I want some spicy peppers.
Well, we can make this. We don't have to extend this one out too long there, because let's get hop up right on to the game of the week.
Game of the week.
And let's continue on to Year of the Weeb.
Woo! Year of the Weeb.
The game of the week was a Genesis version of Strider.
Wait, did you specify Genesis? That's not where I went. I went Rogue.
You went Rogue? I mean, I did just say Strider, but I assume you go Genesis.
Did you play the Commodore 64?
Oh my god, what a bunch of ass. Dad, of the fucking the ZX Spectrum.
I watched a video, dude. They were trash.
Oh, these computer and the DOS version. It's like, yeah. I would never have sat through that hot garbage back when I was playing hot garbage on computers. Like, there's a there's a standard. Yeah, no, I will talk
Genesis about was hot garbage without a kick in the dick. Because, like, this game kicks you in the dick a little bit, but you don't need it to be garbage, too.
Yeah, it could be pretty. Like, dazzle me when you're kicking me in the dick.
Well, the Genesis version was pretty. It was pretty decent. Genesis, they say, is actually the best port they did over.
The best one is apparently. Actually, I just, you know, keep that like fucking. There's a Japanese gaming computer called the X86,000 or 68,000, some fucking thing. Just a number.
Well,
some number.
You know what? This is America, Matt. And you know what? Genesis is where it is. Not that Mega Drive. It's the Genesis.
Genesis. We don't have this mega shit. Yeah. That one is supposed to, because like the board is similar, but the Genesis one is beautiful. It is a beautiful game for a system that John is not in love with.
No. And let's talk about that. Let's talk about what John really loves, that title screen. Because I think John needs a tattoo, and that's a perfect thing to get a tattoo on a lower back. Does that not, John? I just remember John was like, that looks like a tramp stamp. I'm like, and I look at it, I'm like, it does. It looks like a tramp stamp.
Is that how your title screen looked too? Because I played on the PS1, and we'll talk about the differences and all that other bullshit when we get to it. I played the PS1, so did your title screen look very tramp stamp-esque as well? Oh,
super tramp stampy.
Yes.
Super tramp stampy.
Yep, comes in, bisects the screen. Yep, big flash. Yeah, I would have rather played the PS1. I watched a video. It looks more movement-wise aligned with what I can tolerate.
It's arcadey. It is. I mean, it's the arcade.
This is arcade.
But the Genesis version is really fucking impressive for what they pulled off. Like,
everything explodes in this game. Everything.
Yeah.
Everything explodes. Even the wolves. This is what. Five
mushroom cloud.
Five stages.
Is this our first arcade game?
No, because technically we did Metal Slug, and that's technically an arcade game.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. Because I was sitting there thinking, like, man, this game only has five levels. Have we played a short game like this? I mean, Wheel of Fortune. We dragged Wheel of Fortune out to be like a fucking hour-long episode.
I think we deviated a lot.
Yeah, I think we're pretty
talked about game shows, I think.
Yeah.
I never actually had any history with this game at all. Did you guys ever play this or any history or even knew it?
I emulated this bad boy. This was one of the first, when I was big into emulators, this is one of the first games I got running when I had a Genesis emulator. I can't remember the name of it, Gents or Kega or something like that. I don't know. You picked the emulator. I probably had it, but I played this game, and that's was so I was bitching to you guys because I remember liking this game way back when, but I was a fierce and savage save stater. So when I went to try to play legit, I was like, man, this game's a kick in the dick.
And it's made easier too for the Genesis. Yes, I've chose the easiest setting, and I think it took me a few hours just to actually beat the game. Cause you just like, I was just trying to like remember all this, all the jumps, all the like every little intricacy. And also I think I kept on replaying it purely on the first stage end boss.
Oh, so absurd.
That's the most absurd boss I've ever seen.
That's what my name is.
Rasputin Peed. Indeed.
He's got the hammer and the sickle.
This is ridiculous.
So for the listener, this is a game, an arcade game from the late 80s, side-scrolling Capcom game. I would say it is, even though Capcom made it, it reeks of Sega, right? I mean, this just seems like Capcom's pretending to be Sega, and it makes sense that it was on the Genesis because this is a Sega game.
Looks like it, yeah.
feel side-scrolling arcade game. You know, think of like Altered Beast.
It's a hack and slash
Shinobi
platformer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this game.
Okay, before it, I just wasn't gonna give a backstory on this fucking level and the absurdity of it.
Well, yeah. So I mean, backstory is also post-apocalyptic. Based in 2047. So realistically, not even that far off. We're 24 years away. So we'll all be in our 60s at this point.
And then dinosaurs will be back. More on that later.
Yep. this is like if Russia won everything as well. There's a guy that took over the world within 5 years. There's a group of assassinating ninjas, and everything's pretty much explodes for no apparent reason. There's a there's mech apes. There's a mech human here, centipede.
Nick. Yeah,
you got the apocalypse ninjas, and everything blows up.
Well, you think it's a 90s, so if you even watch the 90s anime, that was actually the overall theme. A lot of 90s anime is very post-apocalyptic.
And it was all like, Western.
Yeah, well, so they love the spaghetti Westerns out that way.
Let's check off the 1980s grab bag that this game is, okay? All right?
It's all
Cold War aesthetic. Check.
Yep.
Ninja. Check.
Check.
Dinosaurs. Check.
Check.
Robots.
Check. Check.
Like it's everything that
he like centipede. Check.
you think of like what made the 1980s shit awesome. It's all in this game. They're just like, yes, I want that. I want that. I want that. I loved it. I loved it.
Well, this game set the foreground and inspired Ninja Gaiden, inspired God of War, inspired Beautiful Joe. Beautiful Joe, sorry. Beautiful. Yeah. Yep. Mm. So this game actually has some presence. And actually, it won awards. It was actually highly rated.
People love this game. Yeah.
Yeah. But like you said, Matt, it kicks you in a dick.
I think what surprised me is, or less, the challenge I have with it is, you guys never had experience with this in the arcade, and neither did I. And I think this was like, before our days in the arcade. Like, I can't remember the arcade. 92, 93, 94 is kind of when, I don't know, around Mortal Kombat 2's release is really where I remember the arcade. So we missed this. Like, can you imagine 1989? Has Super Mario 3 come out yet? And no, 90, right? Wasn't Super Mario 3 like 90?
I thought it was.
Was it, I thought it was 89.
Well, either way. Yeah. Just think about that. Like, you're still playing your NES and you go to the arcade and then this goddamn thing is a machine. Like, this must have
I'd want to see what was. Yeah, this must have hit a benchmark.
It must have blown your ass off to see this thing. You know, I'm sure like the arcade machine's running in the corner and you get the, you'll never leave Eurasia alive. Like, you get the voice samples and stuff. Did the Genesis have that?
Same time. This came out at the same time as Mario 3. Same year.
Like, I love Mario 3,
I don't know. I played it. Audio on that little thing that I got sucks. So I think a lot of the stuff goes missing or just doesn't populate.
I mean, I played an emulation of it technically because I played it on my Sega Genesis Mini.
Did it have voice acting? Did yours have voice clips in it?
Yeah, it did. It's.
Guy laughing.
I just try to remember. Yeah, it's a ha 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 ha.
I remember.
It was just overall. It was just like very.
Oh god, yeah, that friggin'
high pulse, like
oh the sword.
Yeah,
one. And then when you go in the engine room or like the brain of the ship, it makes that like siren every so often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This game was insane. So let's go back to the first level. I want to go level by level to this bad guy, right?
We got five of them.
You come in on a hang glider.
Yeah, in St. Petersburg.
I thought it was in Kazakhstan. I thought you were fighting
Kazakh.
And it was some kind of fucked up, like they fucked up the translation. It was like Kazfuzu or something like that. Like it was, fucked up, but you're in the Kazakh Soviet Union or Kazakh Soviet something something. Yeah. Either way, it's very Soviet-esque. So you got your Cold War stuff, but you're fighting dudes and robots. And then, I don't know, the peak for me is obviously the boss. I mean, do we want to spend some time talking about the absurdity of that fucking boss?
Well, first you come into this, like, what you see, like a council. It looks like you just have like, well, quite literally, you have a legislation council, or well even the house party is on there, and then they just all jump from there and start connecting ass to mouth, pretty much.
It's called the Eurobolus monster.
Yeah, Eurobolus. Exactly. And it's a sickle hammer wielding human centipede creature, robot creature. And then you just have to, he does this like wave and dragging thing through and through. And you just hack him a few times. And then next thing you know, you fall down and complete the level, realistically. So
someone says it's Gorbachev.
So, like, for a contemporary person, imagine a game gets made in 2023 where you storm into the U.S. Congress. I suppose that's less funny after recent events, or relatively recent events. But just imagine that all of – I'm being good. But just imagine that all of Congress – jumps into one ball in the middle and turns into a dragon, and you've got to fight the entire government. I mean, literally, the first boss is the government of Kazakhstan.
And well, that's what you're hired to. So the backstory is you're pretty much hired to take down this entity, this government entity, and in a sense, restore, give everything back to the people.
Mighty Morphin Congress Ninjas.
Yeah.
They got the hammer and sickle. That's the best part. It's just like, oh my god,
I rewatched that moment. Like, I even went on YouTube, rewatch it, just because I was so dumbfounded by that. It's this scene where you just see all these like people that are just looking at you, like, oh, okay, maybe like something's gonna come out and they're gonna be like clapping in the background or something. No, they all jump and form this
Politburo, assemble.
I was playing that with the kids in the background, and I just started cracking up laughing. I'm like, oh my god.
The best part is, like, in the 80s, that was completely normal. Like, this, I'm sure this was just like a boring everyday, like, oh yeah, this is just video game trope, you know, and we're just so, I don't know, we're so far removed from that this happens now, and you're just like, what were they doing?
I wonder if that inspired the movie way back in 2000. What was that, 12 when that got made?
What movie is this?
Human Centipede.
Oh, I hope so. It inspired Ninja Gaiden. It inspired Beautiful Joe. It inspired Human Centipede.
Oh, that was great. And then you get, next thing you do, you're in this futuristic town. The next thing you're in the wilderness of Siberian wilderness where just wolves are just coming out. It's which way they're coming, so like I think you could literally stay in one spot and just be attacking wolves,
dude. The respawn of enemies on this was maddening.
They weren't fucking around.
And it's been lowered down. It was lowered down for this game, so it was made easier when they did it there.
Stupid Americans.
I must have killed about 600 pterodactyls on that one stage. Couldn't fucking jump. They're like the, what's that called, the swarm.
I forgot something in my notes because I was going to talk about the gorilla, but then I forgot. Remember the muscle man on the first stage?
Yeah, he's the area boss.
Just he dies and then like drops flames everywhere. And if you're not under a platform, lit up. It's like, fuck off. This game did that.
Shelter.
This game did that a lot because like I was going to talk about the ridiculous metal gorilla that you fight halfway through the stage. And the same thing happens. Like, you got to get out of the way of the gorilla when it explodes or he wipes you out.
Yeah, that gorilla was a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
It took me a while to figure out how to defeat him.
Punch stuff in the mouth 5,000 times.
This game, you just like jack on the attack button and hope your wrist doesn't.
Right here.
Yeah, carpal tunnel.
I was saying in the chat, like, I love the sequel to this game, but I can't play it for more than 10 minutes because, like, my wrist kills. It's worse than this game. Like, you're just hammering on that button. It's
right? Like, ow. Like, you go up here and it's like, oh, my wrist kills. Yeah, I'm sure it does, bud. And they're like, no, I've been playing my game all day.
Yeah.
Not for that.
I feel like the bosses got a little bit less dramatic than the first one.
I mean, you're not... How are you going to top that? Like, in gaming, how are you going to top fighting an entire government that turns into a robot human?
That's one of the more creative ones. It was all downhill from there.
And what the gorilla was called Mechapon. Then, well, let's read some of these names. So, the guy you fight... And the first one is Straboya.
Zangief's dead.
Then there's that little Drago machine thing. That's called Novo.
What's Novo?
And then the stage boss, which John already said, Aurora Boros. Then for the second level, Mechapon. Then Solo.
And then you fight these like three the warriors, looking guy
which is called the Kunang MA Team.
They were funny. So you
everyone
get to this...
was completely silent. What happened?
Oh, no. Can you hear me?
That's what I did. Whoopsies.
John, can you hear me?
I hear all good. And
no. My volume just randomly went down. Oh, whoopsies.
Nick, no.
No.
Something.
I forgot I had a foot thing for sound, and I accidentally stepped on it.
Why the fuck do you have it?
I bet the whole time we've been worried about our stuff and it's just Nick just hammering on this audio, this volume knob.
Sorry, guys. Whoopsies.
We've never had signal problems at all the entire history of the show. Nick just hasn't realized he's been killing the audio.
Classic me.
But so you get to the end of the stage. Okay, so first of all, this game does some cool shit before it was cool. So, Donkey Kong, the fuck game was that? It was on Wii U. Donkey Kong Country Returns does this really cool, I think it's Returns, one of the Donkey Kong games, the new ones, does this really cool thing where you play as a silhouette, like the whole screen goes black and the outlines are black, but the backgrounds are visible. And this game, I don't know if this is the first use of silhouetting in a game, but there's a part in this level where like there's lightning, there's like shooting lasers and stuff like that, and everything goes black except the background. That trick, I think this is the first game to do that, but that has been used in gaming ever since. Like, I want to know if Strider was the first to come up with that. It's really fucking cool.
I mean, this game was ahead of its time in a lot of areas, I think.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, the bosses when you're fighting like the three chicks on top of the planes.
Yeah, that wasn't fun.
You just got to go in, just hammer on them. You just mash the button and hope for the best.
You got hit quick too, like what's it called when you temporary invincibility after you get hit?
Yeah. Yep.
That faded fast.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Like, this is definitely you can tell it's such a still arcade game is one, the amount of enemies they send out you. Because, you know, obviously arcade games, they're trying to get as much coin out of you as possible. So you can still tell it's based off that whole experience of like, okay. So you had to learn literally the patterns of this game very quickly. You know, if you didn't, you're pretty much dead. Like it didn't take much for you to die in this game as well.
Yeah.
I didn't really see the use of the items. I think they were pretty much useless.
No, I think they were super useful, but you didn't know what they were because they're all Japanese kanji symbols. And it's like, I don't know what this is. I got this magic power up. You have no idea what the power ups do until you collect it. And you're like, oh, well, great.
I say, you have that one thing where you got like a chakra thing, like a little circle thing that kept on bouncing back and killing, hitting enemies. That was kind of good.
You get a sword extension, and yep. You'd never know too that there's a limited use on those. So like that sword extension is only good for 100 swings. When you're done 100 swings, how would you know that?
Long to go through? Yeah. You're mashing that swing button. You're like, da 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 da.
Did you guys ever get any helpers?
Yeah, yep. I had that thing, like a robot.
Yeah, the little bipod.
I never realized how that worked until. I thought it was a bad guy, so I spent half the time trying to like attack him. And I'm like, oh shit, they're fighting the other guys. Like, there's a panther, a panda, there's an owl, there's a robot, dude.
They dropped off quick. Some of them.
It was tied to your health. So like, if you lost the health bar that they attached to, they went away.
That would do it.
Yep, and constantly.
I don't think I had 15 seconds, they're gone.
If that. What a lucky day.
So that's the second level. What the fuck was the third level?
Third one was
the Flying Fortress. That's the one with the anti-gravity thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you had the anti-gravity core, and then you had the fucking pirate there.
Yeah.
Captain Beard Jr.
So
yeah,
the gravity in this was cool. And I think, again, this was the first time Capcom played with this. So there's like the game that comes to my mind is Mega Man 5. When you play Gravity Man's level, you're running on the ceiling and like gravity makes you bounce up and down.
That was tricky.
And there's another game called Metal Storm on the NES that came out like near the end of the NES's lifestyle. And it did the same thing. I think they copied Strider. I think Strider was the first game to play with this gravity bullshit. Like, I think that inspired. I mean, it's common now. You run on the ceiling. I think one of the Castlevania games ran on the ceiling.
Yeah.
I think it's a Strider. I think they came up with that.
They're just doing everything. Making ways.
Capcom was the Sega in this case. You know, they were before their time.
You never did that in Lode Runner, did you? Do you remember that? That was in the.
That game was ahead of the 80s. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't Lode Runner like the precept of actual Halo, I thought? Was that what it was?
I mean, it's like, two, isn't 2D a game. Game.
Isn't there a game prior to Halo? I thought it was called Lode Runner for some odd reason. I don't know why.
Lode Runner is like way back.
Yeah.
It's like one of the first 80s. Mac games.
Maybe I'm thinking something else. Yeah.
Yeah. Lode Runner is old school. But Lode Runner is really, really important too. Like influential. But yeah, this thing does that weird gravity shit. Did you guys fight the ball and you're like circling around the room?
The little like planetary moon thingy.
You kept going faster and faster.
Yeah.
And eventually, like, I had one time I got flung down the hole, so I died. And then another time where I fell out of the loop and I got flung on the ground and that hurt you. Like, it did like a shitload of damage. Like, that was.
Can't get going too fast, tilt-a-whirl.
Well, that's the other thing is like, you try to play this game as fast as you can, cruise through it. But at the same time, it's kind of like the Sonic games where you even though you're meant to go fast and there, you had it to kind of slow down pace and just pay attention to what you're doing.
I think the compare and contrast with this and like Altered Beast. I don't know why I have that in my head, but like Altered Beast is just throwing waves of enemies as you walk to the right. In this game, like, yeah, you're walking to the right, but like the whole game is very varied. Like the levels are really... It's not like they're copy and pasting over and over and over. They do one unique thing after another. Cause like,
that's a wide variety. Yeah.
I think at the end of this level is like you escape when the whole thing's on fire. Right. And you got to keep moving. Otherwise it's blowing up behind
the ship, the Balog. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was tough.
I don't know. I spent a lot of time playing this game, you know, and I wasn't bitching about how bad I sucked at it thinking, you know, this is interesting what they pulled off. For an arcade game, like, I don't know. I was impressed. Did you guys get to the Amazon?
Fucking boomerangs.
Screaming as you're just killing people. Ah, this dinosaurs, you're jumping on fucking brontosauruses.
It was the mecha. You had to fight the mech mantis thing, right?
Yeah.
At the end. Yeah.
Was that a mantis? I thought it was a T-Rex. What was that?
I would not call that a T-Rex.
I mean, it had the hands that dove at you.
Like, I don't know. I mean, it had horns on it. I mean, maybe that's what they're going for, but definitely it looked more like a, like John said, like almost a, like a insect.
Mantis Rex.
Yeah.
There we go. Mantis Rex.
Lago is what it was called.
Lago.
Just ridiculous. Like, what is this game?
They needed the Godzilla team to come up with better names.
Yeah, game naming. They got to work on that.
Yeah. They did other stuff right, so.
I don't remember the fifth level. Is that one? You're upside down on that one, and there's, like, poker things. Am I thinking of the right level?
Yeah. You're in this. It's a city, and there's still tentacles, but they're now gray instead of green. Oh, so,
yeah. This is where you're going against the big baddie, too. Mayo's Lair. Mayo, I think his name is. It's M-E-I-O is his name.
I'd probably pronounce it Mayo, but now I'm thinking you're just fighting fucking Hellmans.
I mean, pretty much at this stage, I mean, and this is where you pretty much have to fight every of the end bosses again. I hate again.
When they do that.
Oh, boss rushes are such a bitch.
And then you go against the Grand Master.
He's going to destroy all life on Earth and recreate it.
Which he looks like a fucking, like a ghost creature.
The genie in a bottle, baby.
Yeah.
Did you read the wiki on how incompetent this guy was?
No.
So he wanted to, like, take over Earth, and his plan was to unleash, like, robot dinosaurs. So he's the guy that revived all the dinosaurs, but then he couldn't control them. So the dinosaurs was basically Jurassic Park. So he unleashed Jurassic Park. So he fucked up there. So then his plan is like, well, shit, I can't control the Earth by taking it over with dinosaurs. I'm just going to kill everyone and repopulate it.
Makes sense. Genocide's the answer.
God. I'm going to take that audio clip and just make it be the start. Just start the episode. Genocide's the answer. And we're kicked off Spotify.
And there we go. Oh, then we definitely have the FBI on us.
If we're not on a watch list already... I mean, this is, I think, our 61st episode. If we're not on a watch list already. We're 61
episodes in.
Yeah.
How 39 will go, and we'll have 100 underneath our belt. Brings us to, how do we rate this, Matt?
So we screwed up on Empire Earth because I don't understand math or how to use Excel, apparently. So while we're there,
whole job.
As of last week, okay, Empire Earth officially, and of course I can't scroll now, would have been in our number 50 spot. So that's where it would have ended up last week, was 50 once we averaged everything out. But now that we've got Strider all nice and ranked and things are adding up okay, it's since pushed that down. So I put Strider in my number 40 slot. It's below Mega Bomberman and above Star Tropics. And I actually really don't love it there. I probably should have put it up higher, up near Metal Slug. But I like Mega Bomberman. And I kind of went through, would I rather play X, Y, or Z? And it's like, well, I'd rather play Strider than Star Tropics. So that seems like it's, and I said this last episode, like that seems like I've been gushing praise about this game the whole episode. And then I just dropped that it's on the bottom end of the list. But we have a lot of really fucking good games on our list. So... I'm not, just because it's near the bottom, I'm not shitting on this game. I liked it a lot. It's just, you know, how am I going to put this game up against like some of like the crazy games that we played before? So I'm in the 40 spot.
I put it, what, 35, 36?
36. So you had it below ActRaiser and above Terranigma. So you, Nick, are the high choice on this. John, you put this below the original Sonic the Hedgehog and above Pokemon Crystal in your number 45 spot. It's an odd choice, but...
I didn't know where to put it either.
Yeah, but you've got a lot of things that we've said in the past that makes your list very suspect. Certain. So.
When I don't like something, I don't like it.
Yeah. You put it in the... Well, it's not your low pick anymore. It's your fourth lowest pick, but we won't beat that dead horse. So put Strider actually ends up in our number 46 spot. 40. Somehow this ends up in our number 46 spot, according to the math. But I think that's because
right
I have
on
a
the money.
We have a shitload of ties.
I'm sure as we play on and get through the games, it'll fade out. We need to get some heavy hitters in here.
I think a problem is we need some more shit games. We need to like get a true balance. Like, we don't need mid. I can't talk about a mid game. Like, that's just snooze fest. I need trash.
Well, you have a bunch of trash games coming out.
What if we don't? What if they're all sleeper picks?
You're telling me sneaking's going to be a sleeper?
What if sneaking and Yu-Gi-Oh! Are like high ranking? Like, get the fuck out of here, Mario RPG. You're never going to be on our list because these games are...
Let's just call it out. John is no way going to put Yu-Gi-Oh! Up there at all. He's going to do what he did to Final Fantasy Tactics.
You said it.
John will never put a game... I mean, I'm shocked that John put Fist of the North Star below Tactics, honestly. Because I just think out of principle, John would just be like, you know what? Fuck this game. They like it. Fuck them.
Spite.
Just the spite ball.
Still playing.
Yeah. But I think our listing is solid because where this ends up in our 46 spot, which is weird, like it's below Quackshot, but above Star Fox 2. Like that's, and really it's above Super Ghouls and Ghosts. And that's a beloved arcade game on the Super Nintendo. So, I mean, just because we're, you know, it ends up kind of at the bottom of the list. That doesn't mean we're shitting on it. It just
means we got some good games coming up too. If we can get to them,
if they stop putting out fucking Zeldas, we would do a lot better.
Well, I think that'll be it for it, there, bud. Speaking of, what's a good emulator for SNES?
Depends.
ZSNES.
Nah, you shouldn't use that one anymore. So public service announcement. You'll never run into this, but if you do, don't come after me. There is a security vulnerability, I think is the term I want to use, in the way ZSNES is written. In that if someone embeds code inside a ROM, it can make ZSNES run, and then ZSNES has the ability to, like, you know, spread shit everywhere else, I think is what it does. So,
hence the death of all my computers in the past, because I used to watch these.
I don't think there's ever been a case where this has actually been proven to happen, but in theory, ZSNES can cause your system to be compromised if someone embeds something in a ROM. So, BSNES, I think, is pretty good. BSNES plays a lot of shit that a lot of other emulators don't. It runs, there's a chip that this one game, Japanese game, uses that I don't think any of the other ones run. I don't even know if SNES 9X runs it. That's SNES 9X, I think, is everyone's go-to. Check out BSNES. That seems to have pretty good compatibility.
I just need it so we can do, I mean, I have the game, but I just need it so I can play the, record the sound. Yep.
I mean, if you play it on ZSNES, I will compromise my computer to get that file off that. I don't care. I've already given up Linux for Windows for John for a game that I absolutely hated and played for 1 hour. So what won't I sacrifice at this point?
Apparently nothing. Your own kids?
Throw them in the volcano.
Right.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's a quick episode, boys.
I told you. Now let's go play Tears of Kingdom. We'll be right back.